starting today, the city of Moreton Bay has made homeless camping a criminal offense with a fine of $8,000.65. Homeless campers are now heading to Brisbane to avoid the penalties. Bo Haywood, founder of Nourish Street, has been providing food and tents to those who lost their belongings in the cyclone. He says few were offered accommodation and those who were only had a short stay in a hotel. Back in February, the city council ordered homeless people to leave their camps as they pose public health concern to the community. In local news, Gold Coast is looking to restore their coastline after ex-tropical cyclone Alfred washed away 6 million cubic meters of sand. The city council are setting a deadline to restore their beaches by Easter in hopes that tourism won't be affected. Large equipment is being used to access beaches, with dredging set to begin within a week. In national news, Australia will not be exempted from the U.S. tariffs on aluminium and steel imports. U.S. President Donald Trump had previously said he would consider Australia's request to be exempted from the 25% tariffs, which are effective on Wednesday. There were good hopes for an exemption at first, after Trump promised a great consideration in a phone call with Anthony Albanese. But Trump's senior counselor, Peter Navarro, said Australia's was killing the American aluminium industry. The Australian government is still trying one last time for an exemption, and they still have lots of discussion with the U.S. government.
Further in national news, U.S. hunting influencer Sam Strays has come under intense criticism after recording herself grabbing a wombat joey from its distressed mother while out driving in regional Australia. The influencer posted to her TikTok account a video of her grabbing the wombat as it and its mother screech in distress as she and her partner laugh at the catch. It is a federal crime to harm or otherwise touch the endangered marsupials, as they are a protected species under the National Wildlife Protection Act. The wombat was released shortly afterwards, as in the video, and the influencer has since made her TikTok account private, and the video cannot be accessed from the account. In international news, Ukraine has said it is ready to accept an immediate 30-day ceasefire with Russia as proposed by the United States after talks in Saudi Arabia this week. U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio has said that he would make the offer to Russia and that the country would resume intelligence sharing with Ukraine as soon as the ceasefire goes into effect. In a video, Ukraine President Zelensky said that Russia had to show its willingness to stop or continue the war, and that it is time for the truth. For your weather today, Brisbane is cloudy. Surprisingly enough, it is 23 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 28-29. There is very little fire danger, and the UV index is predicted to reach 10, which is only in the very high band. That is all your news for 9 a.m. We'll be back at 10 a.m. with plenty more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter, or head to 4zzz.org.au.
At 4ZZZ, we acknowledge